Good afternoon. You're tuned into SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Thursday, October 15th. The leader of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says he's concerned about home gatherings over the holidays exacerbating the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Robert Redfield met with state and health leaders in Columbia today. Redfield reiterated his belief that if the public embraced face coverings, social distancing, crowd control, and greater hygiene, the pandemic could be brought under control within weeks. South Carolina logged 1,072 new cases of coronavirus today, the single largest daily tally in a month. Early voting in Rock Hill began Wednesday and shows no signs of letting up. Voters waited in long lines Thursday, but as South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan found out, that's no deterrent.
Michelle Glover got in line and immediately heard that the wait to cast her ballot would be about 65 minutes. That doesn't bother her, but she's concerned that it might bother other voters.
I would like for York County to have additional areas for people to come out and early vote, because if not, it's going to deter people if they start seeing a line.
In addition to this one in Rock Hill, there is an early voting location in Fort Mill and another at the county elections office in York. That's three early voting locations for about 184,000 registered voters in York County. On the second day of early voting in Rock Hill, the wait for some stretched to more than 2 hours. But for voters like Glover, the wait is worth it for what she says is an election too important to make excuses for.
Look, I'm 50 years old, so no. I've been here a long time. I've seen a whole lot of stuff, so no. I'm going to stand in line.
Early voting in York County continues till the end of the month. Election day is November 3rd. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.
Economic experts say there are a few bits of good news in South Carolina's economy as the COVID-19 pandemic stretches into more months, but those experts also told the officials responsible for predicting how much the state will collect in taxes and fees they can't guarantee the economy has turned the corner. South Carolina Board of Economic Advisors today listened to experts share data from tax collections, unemployment, traffic counts, COVID, and more. They'll use that data to revise budget projections for November. A newly approved FEMA grant will help repair the historic Columbia Canal, part of which collapsed during the flood of 2015, which inundated the Midlands. South Carolina Public Radio's Todd Underwood has more.
More than just a lot of rain caused the embankment overtopping that led to an 80 to 100-foot breach in the Columbia Canal and drained its waters into the Congaree River. Assistant Columbia City Manager Clint Sheely said the gates that control river waters at the north end were prevented from closing to keep the canal from taking in too much water.
There was a lot of debris that was washed into those gates and damaged those gates such that we could not close those gates and choke off the flow coming into the canal. That's a part of the reason that the canal level got so high that it overtopped the earthen embankment.
While a temporary rock dam has allowed the city to draw drinking water from the upper canal, the roughly $42 million grant will repair the breach to improve the lower canal to 21st century building standards. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
And upstate utilities have disconnected service to thousands of residents amid the pandemic. The Greenville News reports Greenville Water, which serves roughly 185,000 customers, cut off service to 4,500 accounts during August and September. A company spokesman said some customers had not paid bills since November and December before the pandemic hit. What's more, Electric City, which serves customers in Anderson, cut off electricity to about 3,000 accounts between July and September, roughly 18% of its customer base. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.